He wasn't my daddy, but he loved to be called daddy. And it did something to me. It was like this little buzz inside me. And I felt shame in it at first, but then I learned to love it, to need it, and to adore him, my daddy. Biting your lip with a little bit of tension, nervous, scared. I watched him from the parking lot. I was peeking in his window, the one at his work. I could see him. He was just sitting there going over some kind of paperwork at his desk. I was so scared. I knew it was wrong, but I needed it so bad. The ache inside me, an emptiness only he could fill. My heart was racing when I opened the door. I knew he'd be alone. I wore my shortest, tightest jean skirt, a yummy, slutty one that I knew he'd love, and pink leggings, hot pink almost. I could feel his eyes chasing them when I walked in. I had my head kind of tilted down, like a little pouty, peeking up to him to read his expression. I could see he had a slight smirk. Well, what do we have here, lost kitty? He loved to tease me. He knew it drove me wild to be shamed. The little ache only he gave, only he could ease. Unable, maybe too shy to say anything, I walked up to him, sitting at his desk. Without a word, I climbed into his lap. My head was tilted down a little bit with embarrassment, peeking up to him. "Please, Daddy," I asked. He knew what I wanted, but he was gonna make me say it. "Please, what? What does my girl want?" he asked with a list. An evil grin. I could feel this little familiar throb inside my gut. I think it's my G-spot. It got this little heartbeat, a tingle, an ache almost. "Please, Daddy. Please fuck me, Daddy. I need it." With the same knowing grin, he reached up and held my chin, forcing my head up slightly so that I would look him in the eyes. "Oh, my girl wants to fuck. Is that what you want?" And I stared into his eyes, sleepy almost, kind of in a daze. "Yes, Daddy." I closed my eyes as I felt him brush my thighs. His hands were hot. They were so hot I could feel them through my tights. And I let out a little sigh, almost like a little cry, when I felt him reach my pussy. Without a word or warning, he grabbed my tights, hard, ripping through the center. He pulled my panties to the side, and he started diving his thick finger inside my pussy, fucking it deep right away. I splashed wet onto him, grinding into his finger, like a desperate little slut. "Fuck, Daddy. I love it. Please." He was almost lifting me off his lap, finger fucking me. He was doing it so hard and so deep. I could feel slippery wetness coating my thighs. "There's my little slut. Such a messy girl for her daddy," he whispered. Leaning in, he kissed me hard and sucked my tongue into his mouth till it hurt. Beneath me, I could feel him pulling his cock out. It was hard, work hard. It's all throbbing for me. I can feel my cunt throbbing too. Aching to be fucked. Wanting his mouth. He teased me a little with it. Running it up and down my slit. Making me want it. Making me trip. I was almost in tears. Oh, with one. As he slid it into me. Shaking on his lap. In his arms. I could feel his cup pushing. Oh, pushing against my walls. Hitting all the right spots. And stretching others. My head was dizzy with lust. Grinding my hips, making him take me deeper. Bouncing hard on his cock. Please, daddy. Please give it to me. I begged him. Grabbing my hips, he fucked me harder. Making me take it all the way deep till it hurt. I could feel him throb inside me. Oh, his fingers dug into my hips, bruising them. Bruising them really hard. I shook and trembled as he impaled me. I shook. I come. I came. I came so hard. Just seconds before all the hot yumminess pumped into my pussy. I came inside me. I came inside my pussy, coating.